streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Thursday, and we are jammed. All sorts of great news out there live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, Greg Cosell in 2 hours today. We are jammed. Lots of stuff happening. Coaching interviews. Can anybody fix the Bears and the New York Giants? Joy Taylor, in a beautiful dress this morning, is joining me. Joy, how are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I am looking forward to seeing which direction all of these teams go with their coaching hires.
Yeah, so am I.
It's getting interesting.
It really is getting interesting. I want to start with something I hear all the time. So I hear a lot from you, the consumer, and I've said for years, Joy is my witness. You drive this show. That's why I talk 70% NFL. Because of the last 100 TV shows last year, the highest rated, 91 were NFL. Let the other shows talk NBA and baseball. I talk NFL. This is what you like. I'm a grocery store. Every time you go, you get bananas, peanut butter, milk, eggs, bread, and that's what I give you. Because that's what you show me you like. You drive the show. And I hear you saying a lot, I do not trust the media. I hear that a lot. I do not trust the media. I hear you. But can I one time, be critical of the fans? Just once. This will be it. You lack self-awareness. You say you don't trust the media, but if you're a conservative, you watch Fox News every night and you don't trust MSNBC, and liberals watch MSNBC and don't trust Fox. Have more self-awareness. You trust the media that you agree with. And I'll start my rant there, and I'll come back to that. So the MVP race, like everything in America, weather becomes political. Colin, why do you talk politics? Because it's everywhere. You can't have a conversation everywhere. Vaccines become political. Everything's political. So the MVP race, Aaron Rodgers is going to run away with it. And if not, oh boy, the media you trust is going to frame it a certain way. So it's interesting. I was thinking about this morning. There's an old NFL belief. This is a long-held saying. Wins are not a quarterback stat. I mean, Justin Herbert, he's great. He didn't win enough. They always say wins are not a quarterback stat. You can't count wins just as a quarterback stat. Now, I think quarterbacks and wins go hand in hand a lot, but let's start with that because that's a long-held belief. So for the MVP race, this morning I compiled 7 to 8 categories that I think are the most important stats for a quarterback. Passing yards. You know, they throw the ball. What are your total passing yards? Passing touchdowns. It's all about scoring the most points. Completions. You got to be accurate here. I want your total completions. Your completion percentage. I'm not saying you have to throw the most. It does matter that you're accurate. So I'm not going to reward somebody who throws a zillion times and punish somebody who's got a more balanced offense. So completion percentage matters. Yards per attempt. I'm not giving the MVP to a dink-dunk guy. Big pass plays. That's a big one to me. That's passes over 20 yards. That's a home run hitter. Can you hit for power in baseball? Kind of matters to me. Can you throw for power in football? Tua doesn't have a lot of big pass plays. Either's Mac Jones. And then passer rating. Kind of, the, you know, you put all these things together. So let's, these to me, the MVP race, it can't just start with wins. I mean, Brady's got 13, Aaron's got 13, but they play in kind of lousy divisions. Joe Burrow has 10, but plays in a way better division. So to me, 10 wins in Joe Burrow's division is more impressive than Aaron or Tom winning 13 in their crappy division. So take the wins thing out of it. All those guys, Burrow, Brady, and Aaron, all won their division. Burrow won a much tougher division with a lousier roster. To me, that's as impressive as winning 2 or 3 more games. So who had all these stats? So passing yards total. Who had that one? Well, that was Brady. All right. Total passing yards. Hey, who got the ball in the end zone most? Oh, that was Brady too. Okay, total completions. Let's go total completion. That was Brady too. All right. What if a quarterback threw less? Completion percentage. Burrow? Playing the Steelers defense twice? And the Ravens defense twice? And the Browns defense twice? With his crappy offensive line? All right, yards per attempt. That's Burrow too. All right. Anybody can, I want to know total big plays. I know Burrow was going to win this next one. That's pretty too. All right. Did Aaron win passer rating? Aaron won passer rating. Congratulations. He won passer rating. Well, he threw fewer picks. Oh, good hell, folks. We don't give the NBA MVP to the fewest turnovers. Steph Curry was a unanimous MVP. He turned the ball over a lot. Why? Because when you have the ball in your hand, you turn it over. You gave Westbrook one. He's like a turnover machine. We don't take away or give MVPs because the fewest picks or fewest turnovers. You're going to throw picks if you throw the damn ball down the field. And I don't get me wrong. Aaron doesn't throw a lot of picks. But when I hear Aaron has to win MVP or it was about, you know what, shot in the arm, it's a bunch of nonsense. You could certainly give it to Aaron. I think I would give it to Burrow. Brady has an absolute argument. I would give it to Burrow because I think he's done more with less. He has the worst offensive line in the playoffs. He's got the worst roster in the playoffs. Arians won a Super Bowl. Matt LaFleur, we know, is great. We think Zach Taylor's good, but he was lousy before Burrow. I would give it to Burrow by an inch over Aaron or Tom. But just be careful. The media you trust. Oh, I always hear about that. We don't trust the media. No, you do. You just trust the ones you agree with. So if Aaron doesn't win, I'll just be checking back on how that's handled by the media you trust or don't. okay, Russell Westbrook last night couldn't shoot, Lakers lost. And I suppose I could spend the next, 5 minutes ripping Westbrook. I will not. I have strangely become the Westbrook defender. Russell Westbrook has never been a great shooter. He's had a really, really bad January. So he's a bad shooter in a slump, which is really bad. But I'm not going to spend time ripping Westbrook. As I said before, when you brought him here, hustle, passion, minutes, production. He's given you every bit. Every bit of that. He can't shoot. Nor does he make everybody better. But he gives you production. He's exactly what I said he would be. You're the ones that voted him MVP. I didn't. I said it was ridiculous. You thought he was an MVP. But it's interesting. I'm thinking about this morning about one of the reasons that Tom Brady is the GOAT is that we argued about it 4 and 5 years ago. But there's no question that Brady's greatness in the last 4 years in the 40s has made us go, bruh, he's the guy. But you can't bring anybody else up. You can't bring Favre, Manning. The fact that Brady is this good at the end of his career is without question a huge bonus for Tom. Yeah, the Super Bowls matter too. But we got to be honest. He's arguably the MVP at 44. Big Ben's 38, 39. He was shot 2 years ago. Favre was shot at like 38. Tom's MVP level at 44. So you think about the LA experience and this Michael Jordan LeBron thing. So the LA experience, LeBron's career has been very similar. Everywhere he goes, Miami, Cleveland, Lakers. He wins a title in year two, and then the team kind of gets weird, falls apart, and old. So his first year in L.A., he inherits a bunch of crud, young players that can't play. They get rid of almost all of them. They're bad. Year two, pandemic hits. He wins a title with A.D. Year three, A.D. comes in post-championship, out of shape. Lakers finish seventh. And this year, in year four, the team's older. A.D.'s hurt again. Westbrook's a weird fit, and they're eighth. And you think to yourself, well, this L.A. thing is not going well for LeBron. Loves L.A., has movies, production business is amazing, his real estate business is great, he's got a title, and his family loves it. Does everybody realize that if we're going to give Brady the credit for being the GOAT, and a chunk of that is, wow, he's better in his 40s than he was at 38. LeBron James right now is number two in the NBA in scoring, among the NBA leaders in minutes, and is a top three, four MVP candidate. Michael Jordan at the end couldn't jump. Go back to D.C. He limped around in D.C. Kobe's last 3 years, he had 60 his final night, but the teams were lousy. Shaq was broken down. So was Larry Bird. Magic retired early. Akeem ended up a Raptor. Patrick Ewing ended up near Disney World. Every, no exception, all the NBA greats, limp, fall apart, irrelevant, bad teams, look silly in a new jersey. Here's LeBron. So if you're going to give Tom Brady the, okay, it matters, right? Like a life well spent. It does matter if you're falling apart at 58 because you smoked cigarettes, drank too much, and never worked out. And if your neighbor is 68 and looks fantastic, he's got the silver hair, he's in shape, he doesn't smoke and casually drinks and looks better, it counts on the life. The final chapter, slam dunk. You look at NBA stars, final chapter, it's awful. Jordan couldn't make the playoffs in the awful Eastern Conference. LeBron second in scoring, top five in MVP. The rest of its team is a tire fire. And last night, he's going out again. What is it, year 18? So I look at this LA experiment, and a lot of people are like, woo, this isn't working. Loves LA, got a title, still fantastic, business is amazing, family loves it. This separates him. For those who are LeBron over MJ people, you got to count the final chapters. Have to. And his crushes MJ. All right, we got so much stuff today. The Jim Harbaugh thing is I am completely perplexed. Two sources, both are telling me the exact opposite. One of them is he's staying at Michigan. One, he's going, meaning I don't have any idea. I have no idea what Jim Harbaugh is doing, and I'm just going to tell you right now. Can't wait to watch it. Peter King this hour as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
So I have a topic. Over the course of a day, I come into a show with about 7 topics. The best shows I ever have are when I have like 3 great topics and I can keep rinsing and repeating them. They're like controversial or something. I got about 7 on the average show. This next topic I'm going to talk about is my favorite topic of the day. It's my favorite topic of the day. It's a thought balloon. Doesn't mean it's right, but it's something that I'm into. But I can't run it right now. Because I got Peter King coming on, and he's got some interesting stuff, and I got interesting stuff. But I like this so much. 7-8 minutes. I like it so much. Not that I'm teasing you. I'm not teasing you, because I could run it here. But I'm going to get to Joy first. And that's not saying Joy's update won't be amazing. But there are days in which I have a topic that I just love. I just want to do it, but I want to put it in the right spot, and I don't want to rush through it and then get into Peter King and rush through it and go into Joy. So I'm going to go Joy Taylor first with the very capable Joy Taylor with the news. Fascinating.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline
News.
You
know how it is some days. You listen to my prep.
Yes.
And there are subjects that I just think they're fascinating because nobody else is going to talk about it.
Well, you are a big theorizer.
I am.
I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah.
You are a maker of theories.
Yeah.
And so sometimes
they're wrong and sometimes they're right.
Sometimes they're very right. So the Giants are looking to rebuild. They're searching for a GM and a new head coach. This was their 5th straight losing season with a record of 4-13. And owner John Mara said it's the most embarrassed he's been during his time with the team.
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. We just got to a point where I thought we had dug ourselves a hole so deep that I didn't see a clear path to getting out of it unless we completely blew it up and start it all over again with a new general manager and a new head coach. Now that's going to be a process that we're going to have to earn their trust again. And as I said, that's not going to happen overnight.
I like John Mara, so I feel bad for him. I don't like all owners. There's lots of owners in pro sports I do not like. I don't think they're nice people. I think they've trampled people in their life to get. I think the Mara family, from what I know, when I was in the Northeast and went to a Giants game or it was at a function, I always liked the Mara family. So, and I think they're really smart and really patient. The accounting firm of the NFL, even when they're making money, they're boring. But there is something culturally off here. Three straight coaches, horrific hires, weird general manager. So the good news is, here's the good news to this job, Joy. I always said, you don't want to replace Howard Stern or Belichick. They are so bad.
Right.
It's a great entry point because they have about six players I love. They have a corner I love, a receiver I love, a left tackle I love. They got a couple defensive linemen. So they're not bereft of talent. But the entry point here is pretty good. Expectations are low. If you were a coach and got to 8-8 by year two,
it's a massive success.
It's a ticker tape parade. So this is not all is not lost. If I was a candidate, you don't want to replace Belichick. You don't want to go, you know, just look around the league. Do you want to replace a GM that, like, replacing Bill Polian was hard because right. He and Peyton Manning, all they did was create wins and division titles.
No, you're coming in at rock bottom. So
rock
if you're
bottom.
At the bare minimum functional, you'll be in a good spot. Gettleman's record as the GM of the Giants was 19-46. So not great. But to your point, there is something institutionally wrong with the Giants.
That's
They've
right.
had five head coaches since their last Super Bowl run. Tom Coughlin, then Ben McAdoo, Steve Spagnuolo, Pat Shurmur, and Joe Judge. And I mean, I have the experience of being a fan of two teams, having grown up in Pittsburgh, and being a fan of the Dolphins. Perfect contrast there. The Steelers never fire coaches, are always steady, always competitive. The Dolphins go through a new coach every 3 years. So there's something wrong institutionally with the Giants. So whatever direction they choose to go in, it's time to look internally first. Why are we constantly going through coaches? Why is this? Do we have all of this turnover? When you have turnover like that in your organization or your company, it's not always the people. Everybody is not incompetent. There's something else that's happening there. Either you're moving on too quickly, you're not putting the right GM coach combination in there, whatever it is. At this point, it can't always be the players and it can't always be the coaches.
That's right. That's right.
When you're going through people like personnel yeah. group and it's not just the head coaches either. Like there's an entire staff of coaches that you're letting go. So,
yeah.
so you're at this point, you're in the hundreds of people that you've let go. Yeah. It's time to figure out what the problem is at the core. So the Steelers are heading to Kansas City. Big underdogs against the Chiefs, and Ben Roethlisberger's not letting his team's long odds take the fun out of the postseason.
I would assume as a group you understand that, you know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the, out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. Probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years. Arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
I know some people were kind of roasting him for this, but I thought it was actually kind of funny.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. He's not being serious.
He's being very coy.
Yes. And, it's not that bad, Ben. You're only 12.5-point favorites. Underdogs.
You're
not
right,
20-point underdogs.
I'll tell you right now, I like Steelers in the points. I don't know if they win the game, but...
Oh, I mean, 12.5 points in a playoff game is a lot.
Mike Tomlin is the best underdog coach last 10 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mike... And by the way... What Ben is saying at the podium is what Mike is saying in the meeting rooms. Hey, we got no chance to win this thing.
Right. I mean, they're playing with house money, for sure. All of the pressure's on the Chiefs. You can't get bounced in the first round of the Steelers if you're the Chiefs. Now, to Ben's point, they probably aren't supposed to be there. A lot of things had to fall into place to get them in.
Cleveland's supposed to be here. Pittsburgh's not. Who's here?
Luck favors the prepared.
That's right. I don't give a rip. Pittsburgh's here.
They're in.
Period.
No, I didn't have a problem with him doing this. And look, they lost to the Chiefs 36-10 in week 16 of the season. So it's not like they don't have recent experience getting blown out by them. But this is what it is. Obviously, it could be Ben's last game in the NFL. So he's going to go in enjoying and being very present in the moment. But They're not 20-point underdogs. It's 12.5, you know? It's not that bad. So this is expected to be Jimmy Garoppolo's final season with the 49ers, although things could get interesting depending on how the postseason goes.
Yeah, now if he gets rolled by the Cowboys, they're off to Trey Lance.
Right.
If he beats the Cowboys, and then he goes, and the next week he wins again, then at least you have to have several meetings over the...
Yeah, have some conversations. Well, Jimmy G admitted that the uncertainty of his future has been on his mind all year.
It's always in the back of your mind. It has been in mind, you know, really this whole season. Just I knew what type of season it was, knew everything that was going on, you know, behind the scenes and whatnot. So it was a little different. But, you know, at the same time, it's like you're saying, you got to toe that line because you don't want to get too emotional in those moments. And you just got to go play football when it comes down to it. But, it, you know, the human side definitely comes into play. You feel it for a little bit after the game. And I think 24 hours after that, you got to move on quickly. And, you know, we've done that pretty well.
You know, my wife always says Aaron Rodgers is totally unlikable. And I think I find Aaron unlikable, complex, unlikable. Jimmy G is so likable. He's just acknowledging to you, this is really hard. Like, I know I'm not the future. I'm winning games. I find that incredibly vulnerable and incredibly likable. He is so easy for me to – I don't know why you're all against him.
I don't either. He's not perfect. He obviously has his moments where you're like, why would you throw that ball? But in clutch moments –
I've seen it four times this
year. You always feel like you've got a chance with him.
People forget when San Francisco lost to Green Bay because Aaron came back and won. If I recall, Jimmy had a great drive right before that. So even a game he lost in the end, he played great. Like, but for him to come out and just say, like, this is really hard. The whole year I know I'm not the guy.
I think he's had a great attitude about it the entire year.
He's been, by the way, all you guys that bag on Jimmy Garoppolo, Denver, would you take that guy? I would.
Of course.
He's a good dude.
I think any team that's in a bridge situation.
I would love him.
You would love Jimmy G.
He obviously
also has limitations physically. He's very unreliable physically.
Yes.
Which is a huge part of why Trey Lance is there.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily his talent. But he's had a nice season and... I've got a lot of respect for Jimmy G. That, like you said, that's a very vulnerable thing to come out and say. It's hard to admit. Like, you know that your replacement is in-house. You're essentially helping bring them up to take your position. But overall, I think part of the reason why Jimmy has had a good attitude about it is because if you go out there and play well, you're going to get another opportunity. And yeah. He will. He's going to have a lot of opportunities once the season's over. Now, he's in the fourth year of a five-year, $137 million deal that runs through 2022. So he'll be an unrestricted free agent in 2023 and has a cap hit of $27 million in 2022. So there's no guaranteed money remaining on his deal. But again, if you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, what is $27
million? No, you're right.
For Jimmy G. So we know they're moving on to Trey Lance. Could get interesting in the postseason, but they are... 3-point underdogs, according to Fox Bet, against the Cowboys, which will be a great game.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Okay, so I said to start the show, people always say they don't trust the media, and my argument is, you just don't trust the media you don't agree with. Fox News viewers don't trust MSNBC. MSNBC viewers don't trust Fox News. You believe in the media if they tell you what you want to hear. And so if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win the MVP, the crazy vax crowd, anti-vax crowd, is going to blame the media. And my takeaway is, this is the tightest MVP race in my memory. I would vote Joe Burrow in. Initially, I thought it was Aaron Rodgers because I didn't do my homework. Everybody was saying it was Aaron Rodgers, and I was like, okay, it's Aaron Rodgers. Then I went diving deep, and I'm like, no, it's Joe Burrow. But I want to bring in Peter King for this. So I think the MVP race is fascinating. So, Peter, I did this morning, little thought balloon. I said, I don't count fewest interceptions as a huge stat because it's in the NBA. Steph Curry and Russell Westbrook are turnover machines. But that's because they have the ball in their hands. We don't give MVPs because you don't make mistakes. We give MVPs for big plays, production, dominating, value. So I don't love a quarterback with 30 mistakes. But Brett Favre is a legend and threw picks all day. So was Namath. So did Elway. So Aaron has the fewest picks. I get that. But I put up, Peter, I'm going to show, I don't know if you can see this, but I'm going to put up the most important stats to me. Passing yards, passing touchdowns, completions, completion percentage, yards per attempt, big plays, passer rating. It's dominated by Brady and Burrow. So if Aaron doesn't win, I know there's going to be a group of media that say, the vaccine. And I'm like... No, this is the Peter, this is a coin flip to me, and I would go Burrow because he's doing more with less in a tougher division. Your thoughts on this entire MVP race?
Well, I think it's really a fascinating MVP race. But Colin, in my column on Monday in Football Morning in America, I had 36 people, 10 former players, 26 members of the media. I had 36 people vote for the MVP. And I said, vote, you know, obviously vote for whoever you want. Vote for all the awards. 32 for Rodgers, 2 for Brady, 2 for Burrow. Don't shoot the messenger. I asked. I didn't influence anybody. And look, the bottom line is, I've been voting for the MVP for the AP for a long time, probably 30 years. And the problem, the biggest problem is, you can only vote for one person. I mean, it's utterly preposterous to think that, you know, that if you vote, like, if you vote for Aaron Rodgers, you know, most people will think, geez, how could you vote for Rodgers? Because I only have one vote. That's how. You know, oh, how do you vote for Brady over Burrow? I agree. At the end, it was a three-horse race. I love Joe Burrow. And I listen, whoever votes for any of those three people, I totally accept.
Me too.
And I feel bad for Jonathan Taylor and Cooper Kupp for this reason. Because, honestly, if you asked Sean McVay right now, you got a game this weekend. You're playing the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to knock out one person out of your lineup. It's either going to be Cooper Kupp or Matthew Stafford. Who would you rather have me knock out? You think he's going to say Matthew Stafford? I don't think so. And that's unfortunate. That doesn't mean that Matthew Stafford is better at his job than Cooper Kupp is at his job. It's just that the quarterback in the NFL is so incredibly valuable. But you bring up Burrow. I totally agree that Burrow has lifted a dormant franchise.
Yes.
In the span of 1 year.
Yeah.
And he did it coming off a huge knee injury. So I applaud Burrow. If you vote for Burrow, good for you. And Brady, he had one of the best years, one of the best two or three years of his career, threw for more yards than he ever has. I think Brady's a great choice.
Yeah.
There is something about Aaron Rodgers, though, and you can say whatever you want about, you know, about, oh, don't turn it over and all that stuff. I mean, this is a guy who, after the first game of this year, turned it over twice in 15 games.
Yeah.
Twice in 15 games. Matthew Stafford, I believe, turned it over at least two in his last five games. So that counts for something. A 37-2 touchdown to interception ratio after the first game of the season counts for something. It just does. So again, I think there are three great candidates. Any you vote for, I applaud you.
Okay, so we were saying this, that people tend to have confirmation bias. So Derek Carr was not a first-round pick, and Jimmy Garoppolo was not a first-round pick. In fact, he was a backup for years. So the minute they have a bad game or a stretch, they're no good. But we defend first-round high-draft quarterbacks forever because the way they entered the league. So I would argue in the last month that Jimmy Garoppolo and Derek Carr have been the best fourth-quarter, last-drive quarterbacks in the league. They've been absolutely unbelievable. Derek Carr's been incredible. On the road, Darren Waller's not there, interim coach. But they're second-round picks. They entered the league without fanfare. They went to smaller college programs. So we don't – our initial bias is, well, I never really loved them. People didn't love them. So I look at Jimmy Garoppolo today. His career – with two different teams, his career numbers are 68% completion percentage, 98-99 passer rating, two times as many touchdowns as pick, a great two-minute drill quarterback. If he beats Dallas and he wins one more playoff game, what do you do if you're the Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo? What do you do with him?
Well, those are two gigantic ifs, aren't they? It means that you're winning two road games against teams that surely Vegas, and you don't just say Vegas anymore, you say everywhere,
right,
would like significantly better than you. Now, I happen to like the 49ers a lot this weekend. But, Colin, I think that you have to look at the full record and the full resume of Jimmy Garoppolo in his entire career in San Francisco. You can't change your mind on Jimmy Garoppolo based on the most recent two or three games. Recency bias is a killer because fans have recency bias. And I'm not sure there's anybody who in this offseason would have said, the 49ers. Most people didn't think the 49ers should keep Garoppolo this year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, they thought they should try to get a one or a two for him. They couldn't get a one. They tried, and they couldn't get a one. And next year, I think there's a good chance they'll be able to get a one for him, like a mid-round one from somebody.
Yeah.
Who would that be? I don't know. But the quarterback situation this offseason is going to be absolutely, totally fascinating,
yeah.
Especially if the Seahawks stick to their guns and refuse to trade Russell Wilson. And if Aaron Rodgers makes nice and makes up with the Packers and says, I want to stay, those would be huge developments because then Jimmy Garoppolo automatically, categorically is worth a one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Finally, you know, they always say in the radio business, you don't want to follow, you know, like Howard Stern. You know, you want to follow a bad morning show so you can come in and even if you're moderately successful, you look very successful. And so I know everybody hates the Giants job, but my takeaway is this is rock bottom. This is as bad as it can be. Isn't there an argument to be made? If I was a general manager, I'm going to get more power. I'm going to get hire the coach. I've got about five good players on the roster. I can kind of start over. I do have a left tackle. I do have a defensive lineman, a top corner, some decent receivers. Is it a bad job to you? Because there's not all job openings, Peter, as you know, are equal. Some are, I mean, Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville is a nice quarterback to start with. Daniel Jones isn't. So what do you make of the Giants' job holistically?
I don't think it's a good job at all, either general manager or coach. Now, it could be turned into one. But the New York Giants right now don't have nearly enough talent to win. We all have seen that for the last few years. They're in bad shape talent-wise. They have overpaid the Adoree Jacksons of the world to the point now that they are in the fifth worst cap shape of any team entering next year. They have 60% of their cap next year goes to seven players, none of whom, the best of those seven really is Kenny Golladay.
Yeah.
But there is not a single franchise player among all those guys. And they have no idea who their quarterback is going to be going forward. Colin, that is a landmine job. You can fix it. But if I were a general manager and I was walking into an interview with Steve Tisch and John Mara right now, the first thing out of my mouth would be, listen, I want to be totally honest with you, and you should be totally honest with your fans. We need to take 2 years to get this team right, cap-wise, and to start building talent. We're not winning for the next 2 years. It is not happening.
Yeah.
They have got to get it straight. Dave Gettleman left this team a horrible cap situation. And look, the guy had some good moments in his scouting and GM career. His last 3 years were downright horrible.
Yeah, good stuff. Peter King, NBCSports.com, Football Morning in America. Good topics. Good topics. All right, Peter, thank you.
Okay, Colin.
All right, I'm going to get to this topic. Now, because I went a little long, I don't even know if I have time to give this topic what it deserves. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I like this topic a lot. I really do. But I'm up against the clock. So, and I got spots to read. I can't be just flying through spots here and not giving advertisers love. I got yelled at yesterday by the company. People want to be on this show. They really do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates with None of the Bull. So fans always say stuff like, you sports guys never admit when you're wrong. Yeah, except for I actually have a segment every Monday for 10 minutes. It's the highest rated segment in sports talk radio in America, meaning it's my highest rated sports talk segment, and it's called Callin' Right, Callin' Wrong. So I admit it every week. I'd like to see fans line up occasionally and admit they're wrong. So I'm going to admit another wrong right here, because I don't care. If I can hit like 75 out of 100, I'm good. So when Joe Judge was hired by the New York Giants, he was great at the press conference. He was strong and focused, and there was no stuttering. And he was unbelievable at the press conference. And I said, he's saying the right stuff. I never heard of him. I mean, I'd seen his name before, but didn't know anything about him. But I'm like, boy, he was great at the press conference. And I've said before, Mike Tomlin, no losing seasons, great at the podium. Sean McVay, as good as anybody ever at the podium. Kyle Shanahan, almost all the good coaches. Are, you know, Arians, no BS. Andy Reid's funny at the podium. Sean Payton's great at the podium. But I ripped Nick Sirianni because he was a goofball at his opening press conference. And I ripped Dan Campbell at his opening press conference. He was talking about eating kneecaps. And they got worse, by the way. Sirianni stopped holding them. Campbell kept talking, and they get worse every week. But in the end, I've never seen a team with less talent play as hard as the Lion players did for Dan Campbell. And Nick Sirianni would at least get an honorable mention vote for Coach of the Year. Philadelphia plays their arse off, and they're in a rebuild. Sirianni's been great. And he was terrible at the podium. Joe Judge was fantastic, and he was a disaster. So what does it mean? It means whatever you are, just be authentic. And whereas Joe Judge sold himself well, I talked to somebody on the Giants staff in the last week. That wasn't how he coached. He sold himself at the podium well. That wasn't how he coached. And Sirianni and Dan Campbell are bad at the podium a lot. But that's who they are, and the players are okay with it. Because the players think they're authentic, they believe in them, and the players think that Sirianni and Dan Campbell care about them. And that's what players want. Do you care about me? It matters. Does our boss care about us? Are they rooting for us? Do they have something beyond their own self-interest in mind? And Giant players probably didn't feel that. And Philadelphia players do. I think Miami players do. That's why I didn't like the firing of Brian Flores. But I said, and I've said this multiple times, all of us have a bias. I do. My bias is, of many biases I probably have, we all have a bias. We want our thoughts to be right, right? We all have confirmation bias. We all want to be right and smart. And most of us can pivot off when we're not. Some people can't. But I tend to be verbally biased, that if you're not good verbally, I kind of write you off. If you can't figure out a six-minute press conference and you're babbling and saying dumb crap, I think you're kind of an idiot. But the truth is, if you're not great speaking, you can still be a great coach. Not everybody can be Mike Tomlin. Hey, Gruden was great at the podium. Tomlin's great at the podium. McVay's great at the podium. Joe Judge was too. Belichick's awful. But that's kind of who he is. It's authentic to who Bill is. He's probably pretty short and impatient and snarky a lot of the times with people he'd like to dismiss, mostly us. So there you go. Now, I'm not going to give you, I only have a minute left now, I'm not going to give you the greatest topic of the day. I'm going to do that at the top of the hour. I'm very excited about it. Now, I built it up so much, you're going to think, it's just a big bowl of nothing. You're not even going to be impressed by it. I should have just low-keyed it and low-sold it, and you'd think it's a really interesting topic. But I'm going to throw something out at you at the top of the hour, and it sounds absolutely ridiculous. But I'm going to give you three or four things that also sounded ridiculous, and they're all now changing America. They sounded outrageous. They sounded ridiculous. If I would have said them before they happened, you would have said I lack credibility. I'm a hack, clickbait. And they were not only true, they've been true over and over and over, and now they're changing America. That's why I say, be very careful jumping on social media and telling this guy his idea is stupid. A lot of those stupid ideas now run the country. We had a reality TV star with 400 lawsuits win the presidency. When you suggested that person could be president, a lot of people wrote him off. A lot of people wrote off that guy. Reality TV star, 400 lawsuits, infidelity, president. Hour two next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.